In Utah today, the leader of a polygamist sect, as they call it, will be sentenced after he was convicted of being an accomplice to rape. Now, namely, this leader, Warren Jeffs, arranged the marriage of a 14-year-old follower to her 19-year-old cousin, this despite the 14-year-old's objections. Is this an odd thing to happen? Is this out of the norm for these types of groups? Well, according to our next guest, there's a lot of these people, tens of thousands of them out west. And in fact, there's even talk that there may be a resurgence of this type of polygamy activity going on. Irene Spencer joins us. She's a former polygamous wife and the author of a New York Times bestseller called Shattered Dreams, in which she reveals the trials and tribulations of being a polygamous wife. Of course, the big question, John, of course.
Why did you marry a polygamist, or did you not have any say in it?
Well, the reason I married a polygamist, because I didn't know any different. I was fourth generation, and if you didn't do it, then you went straight to hell, so there wasn't any choice, really.
And yes. How old were you?
I was 16 years old, but I was lucky. A lot of girls got married when they were 13 and 14.
You had nine sister wives?
Well, my husband only had one wife at the time that I married him, and she was my half-sister, so it's very common that a man marry three or four sisters and marry some of your first cousins and your best girlfriends. So yeah, I had nine sister wives, but I had to actually attend four of my husband's weddings, and I took the bride's hand and put it in his and gave her to him in this ceremony.
Well, what would have happened had you said no?
No, well, if I'd have said no, then I would have gone straight to hell, because we're told that in they have a book called The Doctrine and Covenants, and it says if a man married 10 virgins, it's not adultery. He's justified by God because they don't belong to anybody else.
So you're banished from the family if you say no, then?
Yes, you're banished from the family, you're banished from your friends. And the thing of it is, you know no other life, and most of us did not have an education, and I didn't even obtain a driver's license until I was 40 years old, because they don't let you out to go, you know, out into the world.
Did you like this guy?
Yeah, I liked him. You dedicate yourself to him, and I'll tell you why. In Mormonism, a woman cannot be saved by herself, and he actually takes her by the hand into eternity and resurrects her, and he is her savior. So you just keep your mouth shut and obey. But I had nine nieces and nephews and one first cousin that committed suicide. And I've seen many, many people, nervous breakdowns, and it's just such a hard life.
When you say hard, are you talking financially hard, emotionally hard, or both?
Every which way. Okay, can you imagine buying shoes for 50 or more kids? First 18 years of my life without electricity, without running water. We just ate beans and rice and basics. We didn't have anything like Jell-O, margarine, mayonnaise. My husband would pick up clothes. They were given to him free from the Salvation Army or Goodwill, and he'd get the clothes that were torn or dirty or, you know, they couldn't use, and they'd give him a whole truckload, and he'd bring them to Mexico and would take them apart and make clothes for our children out of them.
Irene Spencer joins us, former polygamous wife and the author of the New York Times bestseller, Shattered Dreams.
What is the relationship like among the women? Do they get along? Are they jealous of each other?
Well, let me tell you this. If you're not jealous, you're not human. So we used to lie and say, oh, I'm not jealous, and yet I'd go to bed and cry my eyes out all night. But the women overall do get along with each other because they feel like that they have to. And if they act up and you know, beat each other up or do something, they'd lose out. So everybody tries to be the favorite. And every man has a legal wife, a dominant wife, and a favorite wife. Now, the legal wife is the only one that's married to him by the law of the land. And when he dies, she gets his Social Security or whatever. And usually the legal is the dominant. There's usually one woman that's placed over the rest of them, and she bosses the others around and tells them what they can do and how to do. And she kind of keeps track of the brood while he's gone out working.
Everyone's got to be curious about how the sex works, if there's like a rotation system.
There's a rotation system, yes. In fact, he had a little card, like a little business card, and it had everybody's name and down, and he'd put a little check by who he stayed with the night before he left. He tried very, very hard to be fair. He was a very good man, and he was as much as a victim as the rest of us.
You finally got out of this system. How did you get the courage to leave?
So I actually was left to tend 26 of his children while trying to do all their wash and cooking for them. And Two of the other wives went out to work, and I take care of the kids, but I actually ended up having a nervous breakdown. I wanted to commit suicide. I had nothing to live for. I totally hit rock bottom. She had been going with a woman named Priscilla, and I just said, hey, I thought you told me you weren't going to have anything to do with Priscilla. And he blew up and said, well, I want to tell you something. I'm going to marry her whether you like it or not. He said, you can either accept it or, you know, get out. And I looked at him and I said, you know what? I'm going to give her to you as a going-away present. But I took my three youngest children, and I drove for 15 hours by myself, and I drove to Mexico and got my other four children. I got on that highway, and I drove to Las Vegas to my sisters, and the rest is history.
How did your kids feel about leaving their father?
Oh, they were devastated. I tell you, the kids cried and cried, and every day just figured, Mom, you're going to go to hell. And so the kids were watching me. If anybody visited or I even went out with somebody, they panicked and thought Mother was going straight to hell.
You're now in a monogamous marriage?
Yes, I will have been married 20 years. I am the one and only favorite one, and he's really been a blessing. All my children call him Dad and love him, and he's a very kind, loving man, and I have a very, very happy life.
Well, Irene Spencer, you have an incredible story to tell, former polygamous wife and author of Shattered Dreams. If you want more information, go to irenespencerbooks.com. Thank you for being on the show today.
Okay, thank you so very much.